dialect of Cartmel, Lancashire. Tom Atkinson, a native, a retired labourer aged 74, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 5th of June 1954.
My first job, I went to farm work at Umsfield Farm. I went and I was there a month and run away twice in that month.
What for?
I'd half a crown a week. And I run away twice that month and I was there. And first time my father met me, go back. Next time I run away again, I wouldn't go back. And I didn't. So I went off to farm work again. I went into Carpenter Fell. And I stopped about 2 years and 9 months, I think, there. Then I followed farm work like on a bit, and then I started in quarries, councils like, and after done quarrying, then I started on farm, on councils like, and I've been on councils ever since, more than.
And how do you set about catching a moldy?
Hey, if you don't get your top right down the ground, they'll see and fill it up for you. Aye.
And do you cure the skins?
No, throw them away.
Do you?
No. You're not worth bothering with.
No.
For old I get united and worth bothering with. Aye, still take my gun license out.
Aye.
But there's one in out about now, you know, around here, that's worse on it. The vermin and yon thing, others clean them up, you know. Foxes, studs.
And how about polecats? Have you ever had any of them?
I've never seen a polecat in this country.
Haven't you?
No, plenty of studs and weasels like. Never had both a stud and a weasel in my mouldy traps this winter. I've got one of each, Lyle Jack weasels like, and I've got the stud. Oh, but all barrow, well, they're failing out. Ordens. And this time I've bothered not with him in a sense, no, but just going and getting an ordin for a pie for leather or something. And let them breed, I thought, let them breed a bit. And there would be a bit of sport. Oh, Billy's near a goon fella. I do, I think they'll go back. I think they can't help but be a cheaper proposition than on a farm and tractor and that. Of course, there's to work with them after you've done work with them, that you have to work with them after, haven't you? And they can just shove a tractor in, it's finished with, isn't it? But when we're on carrying, you turn out twice a week at 3 o'clock. Twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And didn't get back till 10:30.
And where did you get to?
We used to go to Kendal them 2 days. Then, you know, it is a 15-mile journey. With horses, you know, you take a bit, and then you'd all your stuff to liver out, and all your stuff to pick up again to come back, and they liver it out all the way back again, you know. And then there was Lindle Hill at finish. There's that mile of climbing up that hill. Well, we used to have extra horses fetched down to help us up that hill at night. 2 or 3 extra horses, you see. Yeah. Oh, they were long hours.